relationships first. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. It's no secret, if you want to be successful, you need the help of a great team. Cooperation, common goals, and complementary skill sets are essential to further the mission. But according to meetings expert Paul Axtell, the best way to create a better, stronger, more effective team is to build relationships.
The research about high-performing teams says that broad participation is important, and broad participation requires psychological safety, which simply means when you speak, do you have the group's attention in all the nonverbal as well as verbal ways, and do they then work with what you say? If we change the definition of listening to every person who speaks feels like they've truly been heard, if we put that skill in, if everybody got fully heard, it'd be great.
According to Axtell, when team members come together to share ideas and plan strategy, nothing is more important to the success of the meeting and the team's long-term goals than relationships.
The quality of the conversation that occurs in the meeting is correlated to the quality of the relationships that walk into that room. So if you have a relationship with everybody that walks into the meeting, you're going to have an honest, open, authentic conversation. We got to work on the relationships first.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston & McKay, and the Handcammer School of Business at Baylor University.